JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 41, The Renaissance.
The 16th century is the century of the Renaissance. It's a change in Europe completely. New ideas, the weakening of the power of the Pope, a time of extraordinary architecture, the arts, and also because of the fact that now there are challenges to the accepted ideas of faith and religion that have governed Europe for 1,000 years. Galileo, who follows the ideas of Copernicus and shows us that we are not the center of the universe. In fact, we're not even the center of our own galaxy, and that we revolve around the sun, and the sun doesn't revolve about us. The church couldn't accept that. And in not being able to accept it, Galileo is a heretic. He's banned, imprisoned. He's forced to recant. But in his heart and in his mind, he knows that he is right and the church is wrong. Now, the advantage that Judaism had in this matter was that all scientific, medical, physical knowledge is not part of the Torah. The Torah does not tell us any scientific knowledge whatsoever. And therefore, if science discovers something new, if we're able to have a different understanding of the world that we live in, it does not contradict our faith in one manner or another. And because of that, therefore, in the 16th century, we find many Jews, especially in Italy, but also in the Netherlands and other places in Western Europe where there were very small enclaves of Jews that were part of this idea of new discovery, of a new world, not only the new world of the United States and of the North American continent, but a new world, a new way of looking at things. Because now all of a sudden we know things that we did not know before. We discovered ideas in science, in physics, in nature, that previous generations did not know. To Judaism, that was not a challenge. To the Roman Catholic Church, it was an enormous challenge. I think it's ironic to say that until the 1990s, Galileo was not, so to speak, exonerated by the Church. In Judaism, no such thing happened. And therefore, you will have now growing within the Jewish people ideas, new ideas, ideas in politics, ideas in science, ideas in how to look at the world, which will be of enormous influence on the Jewish society over the next few centuries. So we have to look at the 1500s, at the 16th century, as a turning point in Jewish history, because of the fact that now, all of a sudden, there's a new universe, so to speak, being exposed to us that the Jewish people are going to react to, that the Jewish people are going to be part of, and that will be consistent somehow with Judaism without raising a threat to our ancient beliefs and to the perfect Torah that the Lord gave us. I want to thank you for watching. My name is Beryl Wine.
For more on Jewish history, go to JewishHistory.org.